Hey, my name's Amanda. I want to thank you for joining us today. We hope that this message inspires you, builds your faith, and helps you find your next step toward Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Good morning. You get a special star on your crown because you are here today on January the 2nd. Give yourselves a hand. That's awesome. How many people got up this morning? Some of you are just go-getters, and you would come no matter what day it is, and you got up this morning and you said, "Good morning, God." How many said that? All right, there are a few out there. How many of you said, "Good God, morning"? A bunch more, I can tell. All right, that's just kind of the way it is, especially for holiday weekends. It is a special privilege for me to be here. I was here, some of you may remember this, I was here back in August. This is one of my favorite churches in all of the world. I pray for you every week, and I pray for Ron and Linda and for Brett, your staff. I just love this church. I've been in a covenant group with Ron for 6 years or so now, and I just have a real affection for what is going on here. It just touches my heart. So it's a privilege for me to be here with you this weekend. And we're going to jump into some things, talking about live streaming. My work is, I used to be a real pastor and do the kinds of things that Ron and Brett and others do. But now, the last 4.5 years, I've been living and working out of Columbia, Missouri, as the Director of Congregational Excellence. And what that means is I help to start new churches, new places for new people, and also I help to transform existing churches across the state of Missouri. There are about 700 United Methodist churches across the state of Missouri, so it's my privilege to work with any one of them on any given day. But I'm super excited to be here. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts and minds to the work of your Holy Spirit, that you would do in us what you want to accomplish for today and even into this new year. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, live streaming is hot these days. I mean, with the magic of the internet, you can broadcast yourself or your event live in real time to almost anywhere in the world. And since the pandemic, you can watch almost anything this way. You know, it could be anything from a concert to a seminar, maybe a comedy act or a community event. In fact, there are lots of church services that are coming to you live stream, as this one is. In a highly mobile society like ours, live streaming is so popular because it's not location dependent. You can join the event from wherever you are. Now, of course, streaming has been around for a lot longer than the last decade or so. I mean, for thousands of years, God has been streaming messages to people in real time, speaking about deep needs in our lives, speaking to us in one way or another about assurance, direction, correction, guidance, forgiveness, all things that we need at just the right time in just the right way. And one of the things that's great about this stream of communication, of course, is it's not location dependent. God can speak to us wherever we are. Let's take a look at this up on the screen. Can you say that out loud?
God is now here.
All right, let's look at the next slide. Let's say this one together. God is now here. Now, whether you are in this room or whether you're watching online, God is wherever you are right now. There are a lot of people that doubt this, actually. There are people that think that God is distant, far off, unconcerned, unavailable for comment. But Scripture says the Lord is near. He's as close as your next heartbeat. In the Bible, the psalmist says to God, "Where can I go from your spirit?" We just heard this a moment ago. "Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. The darkness is as light to you." Someone said to me once, "You know, Roger, wherever you go, there you are." I'm like, well, thanks for those deep thoughts. But actually, there's some truth to that with regard to God's presence. Wherever you go, God is there. And we sometimes say that God is omnipresent because God is everywhere all the time. But God is not just with us wherever we are. God is also speaking. God is trying to communicate with us all the time. Right now, there are hundreds of radio waves that are zinging through this room right now, carrying all kinds of messages and music, but we're not picking up on any of them right now. You know why? We're not tuned in. Now, if I go over here, we're going to use a little old school technology. How about that? Is that going to work? If I just keep doing this, this is dangerous. You never know exactly what's going to come up. But all those radio stations are going on right now. We didn't know it until I tuned in a receiver. And once you have the receiver working, you can pick up things that otherwise are invisible to us. We might be completely unaware of it. The goal of the message today is to encourage each of us to set aside some specific time and a specific place in order to listen for God's voice. This is how we tune our ears to the frequency of heaven. This is how we live stream the voice of God. Now, really, it's a pretty simple process. You just pick whatever time is best for you so that you can meet with God in that time, the time that you're most alert and awake. It could be morning, lunchtime, afternoon, evening. It really doesn't matter. Just give God your best time, not your throwaway time. All right? And then once you do that, you find your chair. Now, this is not my chair, but I have a chair that looks very much like this. It's a chair like this that I use each morning in the spare bedroom. I go in there, I close the door, and this is where I meet with God. In this chair, I'll sit and quiet my heart. I'll kind of lower the RPMs of my life and tune my ears to heaven so I can hear the things that God may be wanting to speak to me about that day. Now, sometimes I hear some very specific things. Like for instance, you know, sometimes God will say, I want you to call and talk to that person. I want you to write a note to that person. Sometimes they're words of comfort, sometimes they're words of direction. Yesterday, as I was practicing my chair routine, I heard a very surprising whisper that has something to do with some of you who are here today. I'll share that in just a few moments. But I was able to hear that because I had quieted the chatter in my mind just long enough for God to be able to get a word in edgewise. One of the things that I like to do is ask myself three questions when I'm spending some time in my chair. And one of those is, Lord Jesus, what do you want to show me today? Because sometimes God speaks to us through pictures or memories. Another question is, Lord, what do you want to say to me? Because sometimes God speaks to us through a word or phrase. And then a third question is, where, Lord, do you want to lead me? Because sometimes God wants to lead us in a new direction. And then I like to close that time with a simple prayer that's become one of my favorites. Holy Spirit, I am available. Can we say that one together? Holy Spirit, I am available. Now, I find when I put up a little do not disturb sign each day, it helps me to tune my ears to heaven. But let me be clear, I don't always hear something from God. It probably happens less than half the time. But that's okay with me because it's not simply about getting something from God, it's about being with God. Just being in God's presence is enough to restore my soul, to help me know that I'm not a soldier but a son, that I'm loved, that God has a greater purpose for my life. So, where's your chair? Now, where's that place that you're going to meet with God each day, same time, same place, so that you don't have to go hunt and peck every single day? You don't want to put any extra obstacles in this process. And for some of you, it may be not a chair, but a place that you want to go walk. Some of you like to do that. You know, maybe you like to walk through your neighborhood or through some nearby woods or along the river. It doesn't matter. Either any of those things could work. Just make it a daily thing. Now, Pete Gregg, who's the author and founder of the International 24/7 Prayer Movement, said, prayer isn't part of our relationship with Jesus. It is our relationship with Jesus. Without prayer, we are religious, but we don't have a relationship, a conversational, interactive relationship with the living God. Now, I've found that when I consistently do my chair routine, I not only hear more clearly from God in those times, but I also hear more frequently from God in the rest of the day. Those promptings usually fall into one of two general categories. The first is whispers of comfort. You know, a businessman that I know started coming into his office a few minutes earlier, and he'd make himself some coffee, and he'd just sit in a chair all by himself for 10 minutes. And he was amazed at how much he began to hear from God when he just carved out that much time on a daily basis. In those quiet moments, he discovered that he's not a human doing, just churning out task after task after task. But rather, in God's eyes, who he is far more important than what he does. That being actually precedes doing. And when he would spend time alone with God like that, when there was sin that he was struggling with in his life, that's where he felt forgiven. When he didn't know which way to turn, that's where he received direction. Now, my question to you is, where are you finding that kind of thing in your life? You know, when we are involved in consistently tuning our ears to heaven, God speaks personally and directly to our deepest needs. Out of almost 8 billion people in the world, God actually knows what is going on in your life right now and wants to be intimately involved with you. Jesus said this to his followers, abide in me as I abide in you. Now, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself apart from the vine, neither can you apart from me. What does it mean to abide? I mean, that's not a word we use very much anymore. Merriam-Webster's definition says to remain stable or fixed in a state of love, to continue in a place. Another meaning is to sojourn or to dwell with someone over time. You know, at the New Room conference that some people from this church and I attended last fall, Rich Velados, who's the pastor of New Life Fellowship in Queens, New York, helped us lean into abiding. He said, when it comes to abiding, you can be a dipper or a dweller. Now, dippers are folks that kind of flip from one thing to the next, but dwellers, they reflect who they have been around. You may remember in the New Testament, the disciples were easily identified. Observers would say, these people have been with Jesus. Nowadays, we'd say, these people have been with CNN. These people have been with Fox News. You know, sooner or later, who you've been around makes itself apparent. Rich's point was, the greatest gift that we have for people is the transformation that occurs when we have been with Jesus. And when we behold Jesus, we can look around at others and say, would you like some of that? I mean, can people tell who you've been around? I mean, what one thing could you stop doing so that you could spend time abiding with Jesus? An unhurried life is a gift to the world. You know, Jesus says that those who abide with me and I in them will bear much fruit. Fruit that will last. In part, that's why God doesn't just give us whispers of comfort that meet the needs of those things that are on our hearts and minds. God also whispers about some things that are on the heart and mind of God. You know, often these are the things that take us out of our comfort zone and invite us to engage in meeting the needs of others. These could be called whispers of discomfort. They upset the equilibrium in our lives and sometimes can be quite disturbing, at least at first. You know, a woman in a former church I served told me about a message that simply caught her completely off guard. You know, she had received some birthday money from her parents, and her mom said, I don't want you to spend this on the kids. I want you to spend this on you. It was $100. And she had been carrying it forward for some time, didn't know exactly what to do with it. She never really felt it, that she came across something that was worth breaking a $100 bill, which kind of surprised her. And then one day, she was waiting in a grocery store line, and she was behind this older couple who were buying some very simple groceries and looked to be in need. And they pulled out something to pay for it, looked some kind of paper card. She thought maybe food stamps. And then afterwards, they shuffled off rather slowly, and she just felt some kind of tug in her heart toward them. And she got her wallet out to pay her bill, and she noticed the money that was right there. And she felt that she was supposed to give it to them. And immediately this warm feeling came over her. And without knowing what to do next, she just went over to them and didn't know exactly what to say. God just spoke for her. And she gave the money to the gentleman and she smiled and walked away. She said, I was absolutely shaking. Nothing like this had ever happened. I had no idea what had come over me. And then I realized it was God. You know, it was the purest feeling of joy. I will never miss that money, but I'll always have that feeling. She said, I thank God that he spoke to me in that moment and then gave me the courage to act on it. Now, you can tell that that was a very discomforting experience for her. You know, it was disorienting. But what you don't know is that she'd been practicing her chair routine for several months. She likes to meet with God at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It fits well around her kids' schedule and her work schedule. And over time, her ability to tune her ears to the frequency of heaven has greatly increased. A while back, I was leading a study on prayer, and it took a little time toward the end to just be quiet before God. You know, we've been talking about prayer. Let's spend some time with God. And so we just took 3 minutes and said, we're just going to be silent, and we're just going to listen. And at the end of that time, I asked people if they had received any kind of message. Now, keep in mind, it was just a short time, just 3 minutes. And there was a bunch of racket in the room next door, which was very distracting. So I thought, this is probably a no-go. But I threw it out there anyway just to see. And one guy who had been practicing his chair routine for several months in the morning said, you know, I think I did hear something, but it doesn't make any sense. I said, well, what did you hear? He said, go. I said, well, maybe there's more to that message. Just keep listening. And the next day, he sent me an email. He said, I just wanted to send a quick note to you about that go whisper that didn't make sense to me last night. I got a call from the United Methodist Committee on Relief this morning because I work with the emergency relief teams in our area. And they need a trainer to run up to Wisconsin this weekend to fill in for someone who got sick. And they asked me if I would be willing to go. Now, to engage in that training was going to be a significant cost, both financially and in time. But that was the easiest decision that he made all month. Some time ago, I went on a mission trip to Haiti. to work on a house for a homeless family. The father of that family was going to become the principal and one of the teachers of the school that was located just 25 yards away from the house. It's a new fledgling elementary school. As we worked with the kids that were at the school, as well as the kids that were in the neighborhood, there was extreme poverty in every direction. I mean, these kids had cast-away clothes that were torn, often badly worn. If they had shoes, often the shoes had holes in them. It was a rough spot. And one night I was out by the restroom, brushing my teeth in the dark, because unless you have a generator, there's no lights. And this little boy came up to me, and we said hi to each other. Actually, we said bonsoir. And then he said, "I'm hungry." And I said, "What?" He said, "I'm hungry." And I shook my head. And he said again, "I'm hungry." And I thought to myself, "I'm sure you are." Now, on one level, I knew that I was being played, because this little boy spoke Creole, which is a native French dialect in the island. He didn't speak English. Someone had taught him this phrase so that he could beg from people that were down there who were white and obviously had plenty. But on another level, I knew it was true. He was hungry. And I could give him one of the food bars that we had brought down by the hundreds, which I did, but he'd be hungry the next day too. And there were hundreds others like him who would receive maybe one meal a day of rice and beans. And you know, each time that he looked up to me with those big brown eyes and said, "I'm hungry," it sunk a little deeper into my heart. It took me a few days to realize that that was actually a whisper from God, a very discomforting one. And so when I got back, I fasted from food for an entire day so I could have some sense of what those kids feel almost every day. And where God eventually led me was to support that school that we were in working with while we were down there. It was called the School of Hope. Because I knew that that was one way that I could help to break the cycle of poverty for those kids so that they could have a different life. You know, sometimes God's whispers are discomforting. They're meant to upset the comfortable little lives that we often live and lead us to help others who are in great need, or perhaps engage us in being a part of the solution to some significant societal ill. Now, this is when God is actually inviting us to be like his son, Jesus, and to go where God sends us. You know, so that we can live wide open to God, but also wide open to God's world. Now, don't get me wrong. It's great when God whispers words of comfort. I love when that happens. But sometimes God whispers words of discomfort so that we can be involved in transforming this world that God loves. You know, loved ones, we have a whole new year that's stretching out before us. So here's the question I want to offer to you. How are we going to invest the minutes, hours, and days that God is giving us in this one and only life that we have? You know, what if we were to set aside some chair time every day? You know, maybe if you prefer walk time. Because when you commit to abide with Jesus every day, even if it's just for a short time to begin with, The result is highly predictable. You will begin to live stream the voice of God. God is here now. And God is already speaking to you. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would give us ears to tune into the frequency of your voice. Hearts to accept what it is that you want to say to us and whatever means you choose. And wills to live it out. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you enjoyed today's message, make sure to subscribe to this channel. Feel free to share this with others that God has put on your heart. To learn more about LaCroix Church or to find your next steps, head to lacroixchurch.org. Thanks again for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.